Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back here in Skyrim, and boy, has it been a journey if you haven't seen my Fallout 4 episode. If you haven't, so currently I am playing on a brand new PC. I finally got a new PC, which means, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Starfield is coming. And actually, Starfield may already be up before I release this video. So if you're interested in that, go and check out my Starfield Let's Play. I've already recorded episode one, and I mean, I'm barely out of the tutorial, but so far it seems like it's going to be a fun, awesome game, and I think that we're going to have a lot of fun with it. It has a good amount of negative reviews, and I think I've heard a lot of people saying it's not as good as Skyrim or Fallout 4. But hey, you know what? Like, I'm gonna approach it with an optimistic attitude, and we're gonna have a good time playing it.
It's so bright out here.
It is very bright out here. So I hope my game looks better, ladies and gentlemen. Because before I would play at 1080p on high settings. This is 1440p ultra settings. And I think that the frame rates are fine, and I don't know if YouTube automatically does 1440p or not. I think that YouTube probably just like automatically defaults to 1080p unless specified in 4K. I don't know, but either way, I hope that the game looks better for you. It certainly does for me, which is really cool. And we are on our way to capture Ariel's bow. I'm still working out a few of the kinks. I guess you can't see it, but in the lower right-hand corner of my screen, it says activate Windows. Go to settings to activate Windows. I don't think you can see it, because it doesn't appear that the game bar is recording that, even though I can see it. It's like a watermark over the game that I have to activate Windows. And I have Windows. The hard drive that has my product key on it is in the new computer. Oh yeah, this is that Dwemer Convector. What did I use that for? Was that for that Warp Soul Gem quest? I love that quest. It's where you learn so much about the Dwemer. And I love that. The Dwemer are such an interesting folk. But yeah, it's like a 10-year-old, 250 gig, bulky spinning disc hard drive. And I got shoved in the back of my case because it has the Windows product key on it. And that seemed to work fine in my last PC. Like, I played on an SSD, but again, like, I had the Windows key in the hard drive. I don't know. That's something I still gotta look into. If I reset the computer, the activate Windows goes away for a while, but it's back. It's okay. I'm way up on a mountain. There's the bear. He can't reach me. Can I just piss him off here, though? Jeez! Okay. So because I had to re-download Skyrim, everything is all super loud right now. Effects. Yeah, let's turn effects way down. Jeesh. Gonna have Serana's lightning bolt blowing my eardrums. Okay, well, the cave bear fell in the river and Serana's gone. What is this? Is this like a clay deposit? That's awesome. Probably added in there from the Hearthfire DLC. We have some wolves here. Here he is, and I totally missed him. Okay, well, I didn't miss him with my sword, even though I miss him with my fireball, but that's okay. Oh, yeah. I think I said in the last episode, we have spent a long time in the Dawnguard DLC, and even though we are still playing the Dawnguard DLC, Darkfall Cave, it feels wonderful to be back in Skyrim proper here. Like, this is just beautiful. For some reason, I don't know why, because of course, like, it's winter now. It's now January. And Happy New Year, everyone, even though when you see this, this will be like week two into the new year. I love playing Skyrim whenever it's cold and snowy outside. I don't know, like, it just helps make you be, like, so immersed in the game, which is also why in the summertime I love being in the lower provinces, like in Riften, and also having, like, a window open, and you can feel a nice cross breeze flowing through as you're playing. It just really ups the immersion there. But all right, let's get in here, and let's find Ariel's bow. Oh yeah, and also, if you haven't seen the previous Fallout episode was a mess. I was having software issues with the computer. The game was glitching out, and I was also having major lighting troubles. And so there were times where the camera shot would just go black. And all you could see was just the red of my microphone here. But I figured it out. I have a light in front of me that is properly illuminating my face. So for the next Fallout episode, that should not be a problem. And that's a problem that I did not carry over into Skyrim here. So yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think I got all the bugs worked out, besides me being able to see the little activate windows. But all right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're off to find Ariel's bow, which I think is still something that I found in the past, but I do not remember. I think I can jump into this water. Oh, I can! Oh my gosh, this goes deep. Okay, get out. Whew. Yeah, I didn't find a chest or anything. Serana's just flailing around in the water. Apparently never learned how to swim. Gosh, this cave even seems extra dark. All right, let's still do some adjustments here. Let me turn up the brightness a little bit. I don't think I had the brightness all the way up. Oh yeah, and subtitles. I gotta turn on subtitles too. I did not have subtitles on for Fallout 4 or Starfield. There we go. Okay, yeah, nice. That's a little better. This is a very beautiful waterfall here. Oh gosh. Wait, hang on. Is this a... Ah! Oh my gosh, he was alive right there. Oh, I hate spiders so much. Well, I think he's probably dead. Is there anything in his nest? Or no, is that just a wall? I think it's just a wall. It's so dark. I should probably turn up the brightness again, but I'm gonna worry about that later. I might as well get a bow out.
Did you hear something?
Okay, I'm gonna turn the brightness up some more. Serana's at... Wow, that did nothing. It's still a black abyss over there. Serana's asking me if I heard something. You know what? Not only did I not hear anything, I can't see where I'm going. It's just a lantern and a pickaxe. Oh, okay, no. Mine Moonstone Ore. No, I don't want that. Moonstone Ore. Okay, I don't think there's a walking path back here. Unless, am I supposed to drop? This is apparently some, like, oh yeah, looks like... Ah! Okay, and I'm being swept away! I can't fight the current! Oh my gosh! I'm being flown! Ah! And I just saw, like, two spiders! Ah! Ah! Oh my god! I'm sorry. I hate spiders so much! What is happening? Good freaking lord! It's raining spiders! I'm sorry. I lost my composure there for a moment. Oh, boy. I really hate spiders. I have a major, genuine phobia of spiders. And I'm being whipped away on down that current. And I just see this, like, all these giant... Ah! Dang it, no!
Who's... I knew I heard something.
Move, Serana! I'm stuck. Oh my gosh. I'm stuck. What is happening? Oh, yeah. I changed the configuration of my mouse. Hang on, let me change my mouse back here. Okay. Oh my gosh. I have the Blade of Woe! More spiders! I hate this so much. Oh my gosh. I hate spiders so much. Good grief. Dawnbreaker again. Ah, and then yeah, all these stupid, there are spiders everywhere. If no one knew before this game that I had a phobia of spiders, or before this episode, oh, they're definitely gonna know now. Just gonna light spiders up. Line them up. I'm sick of dealing with spiders. Done and done. Oh my gosh, this is the worst. This is my nightmare. Oh, and this poor guy was... He got trapped back here. Sir Skeleton. I'm so on edge now. Ugh, quick save. I'm not replaying this again. You know, if I die, and it's like, oh, you have to restart, I'm just going to be like, well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess we're done with the Dawnguard DLC then. That's it. That's as far as we can go. If I was really in the world of Skyrim... And if someone said, oh, you have to go into this spider-infested cave to get Ariel's bow, I would just be like, okay, well, I'm not going, so I guess I'm done. I'm just gonna, oh, we have a camp here. Yeah, I'm just gonna just save up enough gold to hire... What do you think happened to them, Serana? Jeez, they got eaten by freaking massive spiders.
Why would anyone want to set up camp here?
My thoughts exactly. Who in their right crazy mind would want to camp here? I know that guy had a note. We'll look at that in just a second. Glowing mushrooms? Yeah, sure. Gold, potion of cure disease, spider eggs. I mean, it is good. Good, alchemy ingredients. Yeah, I'm gonna need to share something with Serana here. Okay, Darkfall Cave note. Alright, what do we have? Sister, I know that you'll come find me, but it will be too late. if you find this letter, get out of this forsaken cave as soon as possible. We were fools to think we could live so close to such creatures and live peacefully. They thought they could live peacefully next to spiders? Are they crazy? No, if there's a spider in my house, I cannot sleep until it's destroyed. And I don't do none of that, oh, I'm gonna set it free outside crap. No. I'll actually do that with bees. Like, I'll just capture a bee and then I'll let the bee go peacefully outside, but no, not spiders. I should have headed back to camp with you after we placed the torches down here. I thought these trolls would be different, that they would somehow understand that we didn't want to hurt them. Oh, great. We got trolls coming up. Trolls I could deal with over spiders. I am now concerned, and it's only a matter of time before one of the trolls decides to finish me off. I hope it's a quick death. Farewell, my dear sister. Okay. Well, that's sad. Okay, well, I'm going to do this. I know it's probably not going to matter, but for this person's sister's sake, I'm going to put the note back on her body. So if the sister ever comes back, they know. Spider eggs and some potions. See, I'm at a monetary point where I don't really need to collect stuff for value anymore. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have two ways to go here. We can go down or we can go up. The quest arrow appears to be down, but I'm gonna check out up really quick. I'm so jumpy. I can feel myself, like, I'm just gonna scream at the next opportunity I get. This is a long way in another direction. You know what? And I already know, too, that a troll will just stand behind a rock. Wait, is this it? I don't know. Okay, yeah, that doesn't appear to be anything. Okay. Yeah, let's go back down the other way. That is where the quest arrow was. Yeah. In the direction of the... Okay, wait, hang on, my game just shut off. Oh, for crying, computer! I held down shift for... I pressed shift 5 times in a row. And that popped up Windows asking if I want to turn on sticky keys. Windows, you are not even activated. Stop it. Okay. All right, here we are. We're... Okay, well, Windows now decided, oh, we can't restart recording. Okay, well now, Windows is not even activated. Why are they doing this to me? Okay. We got it back. All right, so Windows... Okay, we're back. Okay, here we go. Okay, so stop pressing shift so many times. We have a tripwire here. Activate tripwire. Ah! Okay. It fell behind me. Crush Serana and hurt me. It's... Are the tumbling rocks still hitting me? Okay. Alright. Jeez. Alright, so be on your toes. I will say, though, even though I do prefer trolls to spiders. Trolls do deliver bigger blows. So we really got to be on our toes for this one. This is a crazy cave. I wonder... And honestly, none of this is ringing a bell. Maybe I never have found Ariel's bow before. Even though for some reason, it sounds so familiar. What is the bow that you can get on top of... In the Dark Brotherhood quest line, when you go... Oh, there's our troll. Yeah, in the Dark Brotherhood quest line, when you go... I know, Serana. Oh, two trolls. Okay, you know... the king's cousin. When you have to kill the king's cousin... What is that bow you can get? All right, here we go. Oh, one shot kill! Why am I now in view? Can I get a second one? Get him! Dead! One shot kill! That was some great distance there. There was... Gosh, I forget what the episode was. I was quite impressed with it. It actually wasn't all that big of a deal. I was shooting at such a long distance. I think it might have been a Dark Brotherhood episode. I was shooting at such a long distance that it was like 5 seconds. I timed it. Maybe it was actually like 7 seconds. Or maybe I'm just way off and it wasn't that long at all. Maybe it was like 2 seconds. It felt like a very... Ooh, a diamond. Nice. It felt like a very long time before it actually hit. Okay. So yeah, we're going to need to... There it is. Okay. Serana. I need to trade some things with
something?
You.
Do you need something? If you think it'll help.
And this time, I'm aware that I'm overweight. Here, I'm carrying two crossbows. Here, take a crossbow. What else do I have? Yeah, I have more Dawnguard. Oh, yeah, she actually put that... Will she wear my ebony mail? No. Oh, yeah, you know what? Like, I gave her the Dawnguard helmet before, and I was like, you look silly with that. So I took it back. But there we go. Yeah, now I'm light... Especially with I'm with the ebony mail gone. That is much better. Wait, what is this? Okay, I don't know if the game... Or if my recording software is recording this now, but in the lower left hand, in the lower right hand corner again, there's a screwed up rectangle. And if you can see that, that is where my activate Windows is. But I couldn't restart my computer to get rid of it. Because I got other stuff going on in the background. If this is what I think it is. So, okay, hang on, let's quick save. I know at some point in time with some of the DLCs, we get to meet Falmer. And not like the Falmer that are trapped in Dwemer Ruins. No, I mean like civilized people. Okay. They might be friendly. I've quick saved. Let's put our swords away. What's my quest? Locate Ariel's bow. What is this?
Come forward. You have nothing to fear.
Gellibor! Knight Paladin Gellibor.
I am Knight Paladin Gellibor. Welcome to the Great Chantry of Auriel.
Auriel? This cave is a temple to Auriel. I thought Ariel was just like some guy. But no, apparently some sort of divine entity.
Auriel, Halkosh, Akatosh, so many different names.
The Snow Elves! I was right! The Snow Elves! You're a Falmer?
I prefer Snow Elf. The name Falmer usually holds a negative meaning to most travelers. Those twisted creatures you call Falmer, I call the Betrayed.
Yeah, makes sense. I imagine you know why we're here. Which is interesting, though, really quick. Ariel and I guess the Nords are sharing the same pantheon. They both believe in Akatosh. They just have a different name for it. And so this is essentially Akatosh's bow. I imagine you know why we're here.
Of course. You're here for Auriel's bow. Why else would you be here? I can help you get it, but first, I must have your assistance.
You got it, buddy. I'm in. I don't even need to know, just like, I'm in.
I need you to kill Archcurate Vertha, my brother.
Kill your brother? Why?
The kinship between us is gone. I don't understand what he's become, but he's no longer the brother I once knew. It was the Betrayed. They did something to him. I just don't know why Auriel would allow this to happen.
What exactly did the Betrayed do?
They swept into the Chantry without warning and began killing everyone without pause.
Well, yeah, they are not a civilized people anymore. Didn't you fight back?
The Chantry was a place of peaceful worship. I led a small group of paladins, but we were no match for the Betrayed's sheer numbers. They slaughtered everyone and stormed the inner sanctum where I believe they corrupted Vertha.
You don't even know if he's alive?
He's alive. I've seen him, but something's wrong. He never looks as though he's in pain or under duress. He just stands there and watches, as though waiting.
Have you tried getting into the inner sanctum?
Leaving the way shrines unguarded would be violating my sacred duty as a Knight Paladin of Auriel, and an assault on the Betrayed guarding the inner sanctum would only end with my death.
Way shrine? Yeah, what's a way shrine?
Yes.
Please
Let
do.
Let me show you.
This is such incredible lore that we're getting right here, ladies and gentlemen. What is he gonna do? Whoa. Oh!
So this is Snow Elf magic. Incredible.
This structure is known as a way shrine. They were used for meditation and for transport when the Chantry was a place of enlightenment. Prelates of these shrines were charged with teaching the mantras of Auriel to our initiates.
What's that basin in the center signify?
Once the initiate completed his mantras, he'd dip a ceremonial ewer in the basin at the Way Shrine center and proceed to the next Way Shrine.
So these initiates had to lug around a heavy pitcher of water. Marvelous. How long would they have to do that?
Well, once the initiate's enlightenment was complete, he'd bring the ewer to the Chantry's inner sanctum. Pouring the contents of the ewer into the sacred basin of the sanctum would allow him to enter for an audience with the Archcurate himself.
All that just to end up dumping it out? It makes no sense to me.
It's symbolic. I don't expect you to understand.
So, let's get this straight. We need to do all that nonsense to get into the temples so we can kill your brother and claim Auriel's bow.
I know how it all sounds. But if there was another way, I'd have done it long ago. The only way to get to my brother is by following in the initiate's footsteps and traveling from Way Shrine to Way Shrine, just as they did. The first lay at the end of Darkfall Passage, a cavern that represents the absence of enlightenment.
How many more Way Shrines are there? 5.
There are 5 in total, spread far apart across the Chantry.
These caves must be massive.
Caves? Oh no. The Chantry encompasses far more than a few caves, as you'll soon discover. But before I send you on your way, you'll need the initiate's ewer.
So I need to fill this at each way shrine.
Once you've located a way shrine, there'll be a spectral prelate tending to it. They will allow you to draw the waters from the shrine's basin, as if you've been enlightened.
Then I'll be off.
This may be the last time we're able to converse. If you have any questions before you leave, I suggest you ask them. Otherwise, all I can do now is grant you my hopes for a safe journey.
Survive Darkfall Passage. Can I learn...
Questions?
What else? Who were your people?
We were once a wealthy and prosperous society that occupied a portion of Skyrim. Unfortunately, we were constantly at war with the Nords, who claimed the land as their ancestral home.
It appears the Nords won.
In a manner of speaking. We had always maintained an uneasy alliance with the underground-dwelling dwarves, and when faced with extinction, we turned to them for help. Surprisingly, they agreed to protect us, but demanded a terrible price. The blinding of our race.
Everyone couldn't have possibly agreed to that.
There were splinter groups that resisted the agreement, and even some that sought alternate alliances. But when it was all said and done, those elves were either slaughtered, vanished, or gave up and took the dwarves' bargain.
What turned your people into the betrayed?
I've often asked myself that very same question. The blinding of my race was supposedly accomplished with a toxin. Certainly not enough to devolve them into the sad and twisted beings they've become.
That's interesting. So, Gellibor is saying that the dwarves only blinded the snow elves. They turned into these monstrous creatures on their own. Why weren't snow elves here affected?
The Chantry is quite isolated, so it took some time for word of the dwarves' offer to reach us here. By the time the compact had been completed, it was too late for us to even attempt to intervene.
So is that why you had retained your sight?
Correct. We only numbered perhaps 100 at the time, so our presence remained a secret to the dwarves and the Nords. Ironically, our undoing came at the hands of our own people.
You mean the betrayed?
Yes. They swarmed the Chantry in vast numbers until we were completely overrun. We never really stood a chance. I assume that the Archcurate was corrupted by them when they found a way to breach the Inner Sanctum.
There are others like you?
Werther and myself
are the
only two.
Oh my gosh, and he wants his brother killed! Oh my goodness gracious. So he's gonna be... Is he gonna be the last remaining snow elf? I guess it doesn't really matter then, I mean...
May Auriel light.
I mean, if there are no lady snow elves, you can't have any more snow elves if it's just him and his brother. So I guess they're destined to die out anyway, which is really sad.
Questions.
And also, I guess I shouldn't even say that the snow elves are uncivilized. They're living full-on lives, and they're organized. They are organized, and they're building.
That wasn't as unpleasant.
They're just an extremely
kind of soothing, actually.
Well, I'm glad that you do. Yeah, they're just an extremely reclusive. No, not reclusive. Destructive people. I was gonna try to pick whatever that was, but no, that. Nope. I also thought it was really cool that Serana was having a conversation with Gellibor. Ah! The freak was that?
Where'd you come from?
Oh my god. It's one of these...
No.
It's one of these fledgling things. Good lord. Oh my gosh. My throat kind of hurts. Okay, there's gonna be... Yeah, there we go.
Who's there? I knew I heard something.
It's a Falmer. He caught a fireball to the face. dead. Boy, oh boy. That's an interesting noise. Yeah, I wonder if the Dawn Guard DLC came out while Fallout 4 was in production. Because terms like because like Knight Paladin and like having like a follower and another NPC having a chat with each other, those are all Fallout 4 mechanics. That's pretty cool though. Okay, so far so good. Apparently, these little light things don't like me. Oh, it's one of these Charis guys. Oh, crap, there's another one. I love Fireball. I have been waiting for Fireball for so long. Whoa. Okay, this is awesome. I don't know what this is. Let me get a breath here. This thing goes down. Okay, apparently there is nothing down here. Get up, get up, get up, get out. Whew. All right, sweet. Nothing in there. Oh, crap. Which is the way I came in? Okay, yeah, I believe this is the way that I go. Survive. It just says, survive the passage. Okay, yep, I haven't been through this way yet. Here, let's get my crossbow out. One shot kill. Alright, we got one of these trip things here. Yep, that nice claw thing. Did not want to get stabbed in the face. Flawless garnet. Some gold. Excuse me. Okay, we can get another Falmer out of this hole here. Oh, this is one of those egg sacks. Okay, if I can avoid that, I'd like to. Please... step lightly, Serana. I'll take the potion of strength. These all appear to be more egg sacks. I'm so glad that my sneaking is so high. Okay, this is a very large. What the freak?
Looks like these Falmer are here to stay. They must be who that priest was calling the betrayed.
Really, Serana? Are you just now catching on to that? Serana's like, wait, these are who? Oh, you know what? You know what? Remember, Serana has been locked up since the first era. You know, when Serana was still... alive, or rather, when Serana last saw the world, the Nords probably freshly took Skyrim, and then maybe the Falmer had just initially found refuge with the Dwemer. Oh, gosh.
Who's there?
Good job, Serana.
Metal, who's there?
Dead.
I knew I heard something.
Okay, yeah. And there's two more around here. Yeah, and so Serana has probably never known... the Falmer like this. Ebony arrows. Amazing. Is that a Charis that's now like a part of their house? This crossbow is doing so much damage, it's wonderful. Alright, there's something over there beyond the waterfall, but I can't see it. Jeez! Good gracious. Did I just shoot Serana? Good job, Serana! A Gleam Blossom! Heck yeah, I'm gonna collect some of these unique alchemy ingredients. What else do we have in here? A chest? Sure, yeah, I'll take all that. Oh, yeah, there we go. So far, so good. What do you mean, who's there?
Who's there?
Serana, what do you see? Oh, a Falmer. Yes! Shot him in the kidneys. Yeah, yep, he's not gonna be able to pee after that one. Okay. We're moving on. We're gonna survive this cave. Do a quick save there. Dang, I wish I could harvest these little light things. I swear we had another enemy around here somewhere. Yeah, he's still in our...
Who's there? I knew I heard something.
Are you sure, Serana? There he is. Oh, no, I'm seen now. Well, I hit him first. I totally missed. Oh, well.
Done and done.
Serana's chain lightning is insane. Good grief. Jeez, she's like sniping people across the map. Oh my god, what did I just do? Ow. Wow. Yeah, I just got dual clawed there. Good freaking lord. I'm glad I don't have to deal with one of these. Ugh. You know what? I would probably still take those over spiders, to be honest. Oh, okay, okay. That's not a thing. It's a standing skeleton? What are we looking at? His hands are like hair. Is this Ethereum? Is this what the Falmer are using Ethereum for? As some mockery thing? Oh boy. I shot him in the head and he's still alive.
Where'd you come from?
Yeah, yep. Serana's got him. Look alive, Serana! Good job. Serana's chain lightning is ridiculously powerful. Which I'm glad that she has it. Between her chain lightning and my fireballs, we are a very destructive duo. What do we have in here? Healing? Yes, I'll take that. I'll take the stamina potion. I've been using stamina potions a lot lately. Okay, what is this blue stuff? Like, seriously, what is this? I can't harvest it or anything. I don't know, like, maybe this is Ethereum. I don't know. This is like a little version of Blackreach here. do a quick save. As I roll, let's not hit shift too many times or else the computer's gonna freak out. So far, so good.
This is the kind of thing I've been wanting to see. It makes everything else worth it.
What are you talking about? The Shadow Mask. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave those Charises in their cage. I don't plan on taking them out. Perfect. Yeah, they can just stay in their cage there. They don't need to come out. So what was Serana talking about? This is what you were waiting to see. Is this some great thing? I mean, this is probably the most elaborate. Oh, nah, I'm not gonna take that. This probably is the most elaborate Falmer. Oh, we got two more Falmer back here. And yeah, the most elaborate Falmer structure we've ever seen. Dang it! Took him out just as he tried to scream at me. I'll tell you what though, I always say I never do alchemy. I should though.
Where'd you come from?
No, Serana, no. Let's not battle the Charises. I'm going forward. That was pretty incredible. Going through that waterfall. Okay, I assume we had to go straight back there. I just want to see what's to the left here, but I don't want to travel too far on my own. Nah. I bet all this stuff is all going to link up together later on. Yeah, let's go back through the main chamber here. Wow! That was close. Oh, this isn't the main chamber. This is just a hangout spot. Okay, well, I'm just gonna turn around and go. I don't want to awaken anything. Come on, Serana. Tripwire. Sheesh. Well, they're definitely good at their traps, the Falmer are. Yeah, they even after the trap is already done, they're still hurting Serana. This is quite the cave. So, all these way shrines, these probably, I assume then these probably existed before the Falmer became the Betrayed.
Gold chains and traps. Be careful here. Whatever's on the other side of this.
It's a pole chain. And this gigantic wall. Okay. Whoops. Okay. Let's try this one. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, what am I looking at right now? Is this like a Falmer saber-toothed tiger? Is it friendly? Nope, it's not friendly. A veil. Woohoo! A veil saber cat. Yeah, the veil, that's something where the Falmer are from. Veil Saber Hide. Oh, that's amazing. Okay, that was an incredible creature. Wow.
This is the kind of thing I've been wanting to see. It makes everything else worth it.
Okay. Yeah, and there's like a ghosty person over there. Is that a deer? On down there? Wow. Okay, I don't know if there's a quick, immediate way to get over there. But yeah, is this a person I can have a nice ghost chat with? This place looks incredible here. Is this Ariel? Probably not, because Ariel is a... Phil the Initiate's ewer.
Welcome, Initiate. This is the Way Shrine of Illumination.
Amazing.
Are you prepared to honor the mantras of Ariel and fill your vessel with his enlightenment?
Yes? Oh, okay.
Welcome, Initiate. Are you prepared to honor the mantras? Then behold Ariel's gift, my child. May it light your path as you seek tranquility within the inner sanctum.
Here we go! Okay. Alright, so I gotta fill a ewer, and then I'm gonna have another portal to go through. Draw a water basin. Alright. Okay, no, it's just the one. Portal to the Forgotten Vale. Alright, so yeah, so this is my next... I'm in the Forgotten Vale. Okay, this is definitely where more snow elves exist. And this is also counted as outside. Because, like, we have outside music, and also Serana has her hood up. Which is amazing. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna stop it right there. We have one of our ewers filled. And we survived that passage. Thank goodness, with all the spiders and all. And we're now in the Forgotten Vale. And this is... I think this is a place that definitely has big meaning to the Snow Elves. And we will proceed on through the Forgotten Vale onto filling our next ewers in the next episode. And with that said, thank you so much for watching. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and I'll see you in the next one.